Sarah Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text.
Today, we're here for a very candid, honest, and intimate conversation. So if you're listening today, that means you are already a paid subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text. Thank you, as always, for being here, even in the tough times. You quite literally make our work possible. You can find our other show, Love to See It, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here today just to talk about the election.
Just a process.
We talked about doing an episode this week, and I was a little hesitant because I don't think that I'm an expert or a seasoned political organizer or a political journalist or any of the things that might lend me that expertise. And we decided, let's just do some emotional processing. Unfortunately, it turns out I'm doing a lot of my emotional processing through just wild punditry. So I'll do my best not to go too hard on that. I'm just feeling a lot of opinions rising up, and feel free to contextualize that with, this is Claire processing her emotions right now.
Yeah, I think you can contextualize probably everything we're going to say with, this is us processing our emotions, trying to adjust to the reality that we are in, trying to figure out how we can move forward as individuals, as a community, as people who are in a point of our lives where a lot of big decisions that are going to affect our later lives are kind of being made. So I really don't want anyone listening to feel like we are trying to tell you how to feel, or saying that our opinions are correct or our feelings are correct. They're just feelings. We're all dealing with this in the best way we can. And I would say that if you are processing this reality in a way that's different from how the two of us are, and I'm sure we are processing in slightly different ways as well, like, that's okay. And that's great. And right now the answer is we need to survive. And we need to get ourselves to a place in which, when it matters, we can do something to help.
Yeah, that's very well said. I'm like really having a weird emotional response to this. I remember in 2016, so many tears, so much lying in bed, wallowing, depression, crying all the time. And I have not cried at all. Actually, I feel like I've just been on a weird sort of like adrenaline high slash like extreme instinctual emotional suppression where I'm feeling everything in my body. Like, I'm feeling the heart racing, the stomach churning, like I can't eat, I can't calm down, I can't get my heart to stop racing. By the end of the day, I feel like ill, but I'm not feeling it emotionally. It's like it's all been put into my body to hold because my brain can't really face what I'm feeling. And so I'm feeling like angry and amped up, but I'm not like feeling sad.
I'm also feeling different than last time. I think part of it is that last time, you know, I was at the Javits Center. I was literally reporting on the night, which was extremely traumatic in its own way. But there was also a sense of purpose that I ended up feeling on the night that I think like powered me through. And then I did cry a lot in the wake. I sobbed watching Hillary's speech, but I sort of was able to pretty quickly get into let's take action, let's organize mode. And I am having a different experience this time.
Yeah.
I'm actually crying less, although I will say the minute I like get in front of a microphone and like see a friendly face, I start to cry. But I feel really empty this time. It's starting to come back today, like the bigger feelings. But what I felt in the immediacy was just panic. And then I drugged myself to sleep on the night with my usually just for airplane anxiety, Xanax. And then I just felt really empty yesterday. You know, we recorded a podcast. If you listen to Love to See It, you probably heard my tears. I just talking about soft, lovely things is making me cry.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I've just felt very empty and exhausted. And I'm only now getting to the place where I'm feeling more of the anger and more of the productive anger, mm-hmm. or what I hope will be productive anger.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday and I was already, you can definitely tell on our recording that I'm like jittery and like making jokes, and Emma's very weepy. And I was like, ah, jazz hands. But what I was saying to you before we started taping yesterday is that I think a lot of people are having like really acute flashbacks to 8 years ago, and like our bodies remember. And I think we were both kind of having really opposite emotional reactions to what we had last time, which ended up being opposite from each other, that you felt more of a sense of like purpose and agency 8 years ago. And I really kind of didn't. I was just like depressed, and like, I don't think that I ended up like doing enough or very much during his first 4 years in office. And I didn't really know what to do. I worked in a newsroom, but I didn't really directly cover issues that felt that relevant. You know, I was covering books and pop culture, which tried to find ways to make relevant, but it wasn't like I was like really in the thick of political or civil rights coverage, and it constrained me from political organizing. So I just felt like I was adrift.
I was going to say, the weird part about being in a newsroom is that, you know, we couldn't donate to political campaigns. We couldn't volunteer for political campaigns.
Yeah. And I had a friend who had been on our team but had left, and she got really involved in DSA. And I was like, I don't really know that I could get that involved. Anyway, I really took it in a more like depressive way. And this time I just very immediately was like, I'm angry and I need to like spend the coming years like working very hard to make things better. And it's weird to see the different reactions playing out, because I think a lot of people did feel very energized 8 years ago, and now they feel like that didn't work. And so they're feeling that feeling again. And they're like, well, last time I got really inspired to take action and look at where we are now. So what's the fucking point?
Yeah, I think that was kind of my overwhelming feeling. And that's not to say that like the work ends. Like,
yeah,
you don't get to give up when things don't go your way. That's just not how it works. But I think what I have been feeling is like just so much exhaustion. And now I'm going to start to cry, because last time I was, I did do things. Like I, with friends, started a women's action group. We were holding two fundraising events for like small women of color led organizations. We picked a different one every time, like two a year. We were pouring a lot into that. We were having like bi-weekly meetings in person, trying to like raise consciousness. I threw an entire day of counter programming on inauguration day.
Yeah.
Last time, went down to DC, and it just felt like it ruined my psyche. Like it made me the psychic weight of consuming and consuming, consuming all of that information. And then to end up here, it just like broke me a bit, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the first thought that I had was, you know, I'm in this place where I'm 37.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to have a baby. Aww. But I felt like I could grapple with that decision if she won.
Yeah.
And I think that's why my reaction has been to cry, because I'm like, the personal things I wanted for my life, and that's not to say life stops. Like, I know people find joy. People keep going. Like, that's what it is. It happened during history. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, woe is me.
Yeah.
But, like, as a person who doesn't know how to make that decision under the best of circumstances.
Yeah.
It feels really painful to have there be like all of these like new terrifying barriers that make me unsure about whether like anyone should exist in this world.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. I'm sorry, Emma.
And also, yeah, we don't know, you know, for now, New York Prop 1 passed. That is a really bright light, but
yeah, that was great news.
That was great. You know, Missouri restored abortion rights.
Yeah. The thing that really hit me with that was how many people really want abortion rights